I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now, you know him from Shipping Wars on A&E, Mark Springer. Mark, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm excellent, Eric. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, and thank you for being here. You're making some appearances at our booth here at the Great American Trucking Show. You're out and about and talking to drivers. When you have drivers come up to you at shows like GATS or Mid-America, what's their first question? What's a common question that they ask you?
Is Jarrett really that big of a boob? No. I had to say it. That's really the question. But, you know, a lot of times they'll ask me about certain loads that I've done. Or,
yeah.
You know, they kind of can commiserate with me on some of the things they've seen on
right.
TV there.
Right.
But I think it's fun talking to the guys when they come up. You know,
sure.
We've been doing it long enough now that, you know, they understand it's for entertainment, and you know, they've watched enough episodes to know that I am actually a truck driver and that I actually do
right.
have a business doing this. So
right.
It's pretty cool.
And that's what it gets back to, because, you know, the show was based on, you know, your experience as a driver and the way that you put together your business model. So let's jump out of the entertainment side and jump over into the reality side of what you do now. How are things going for you? And if you were to explain your business model, you know, in a few sentences, how would you do that? Get us up to date. How are you doing these days?
Well, I'm doing good, Eric. I'm trying to kind of fine tune my business into maybe something a little bit more specific. I'd like to gear up for something with my equipment and basically do the same thing and master it. Whereas,
right.
You know, what I've been doing in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years is just kind of anything and everything, staying in kind of the personal property side of things.
Right.
Which has been good. And, you know, LTL, as we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards maybe doing some really specific things, and I'm not sure what that's going to be yet.
Right.
But,
you know, yeah, because there's some opportunities if you can find the niche, if you can get real specific. You're kind of threading the needle in this industry, but it can be done.
It can be done. And, you know, fortunately, I've been involved with some really good people, Land All Trailers.
Yeah.
U-Ship has done a lot of good things
right.
in the recent past.
Right.
And, you know, they're bringing in all these mobile apps and things that make it easier and simpler. And, you know, I mean, years ago, it took a little doing to kind of get something on your truck through there. And a lot of guys would give up before, you know, they really had a chance to make something work out of it.
Right, but, yeah.
I'm happy with the way it's going. My truck's still going really well.
Yeah.
Landall has, I'm seeing them everywhere. I'm seeing their trailers all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm talking to a lot of guys that are starting to use them and like them. And
right.
So that, you know, if you can get a specialized trailer,
right, yeah,
you can make more money.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, if
right.
I can get set up for, let's just say I'm going to haul buses.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
got the right trailer
mm-hmm.
that hauls buses easily.
Yeah.
Buses, RVs.
Right.
Recoveries.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just using that as an example.
Right.
If you have the equipment to do that, they're going to come.
Right.
It's kind of like that show. Build it and they'll show up.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the whole thing is that I think for too long drivers and even still today, too many drivers will talk about what the limitations are instead of lining out, I guess, in their own mind what the possibilities are, which is kind of the approach you've taken.
You know, I think that's a common thing in a lot of people in
yeah.
all fields.
Yeah.
They spend more time figuring out why they can't do something than they do if they would just figure out how to do it.
Right, right.
You know?
And it's right now, I think, in trucking and the way things are moving, you really can carve out your own little corner. You can do it.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to get better and better and better. Look, we all know it's never going away.
Right.
This country will shut down.
Right, right.
So,
well, and I've told people, someone asked me, you know, because we you get sometimes the mentality comes in of, okay, well, it looks like the sky is falling and the world's about to come to an end. And I said, well, if the economy crashed, you know, they asked me, what would you do? I said, I'd probably do a lot of practice and learn how to drive truck. I'd have to, because think about this. It's the one thing you're not going to be able to do without.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what you do, but in the future, we're going to where, you know what, I don't need to necessarily go to the brick and mortar. Let me log on, and then I just get something here, and I'll get something there. And the next thing you know, boom, there's demand for space on a truck. You're always going to have that. Doesn't matter what the economy does. We've got to eat. We need pharmaceuticals. We need this. We need that. And it's all got to move. It's all got to hit a truck at right. some point.
It's the only way it's going to happen.
Right. And so when you put that into perspective, people just look at it and go, wow. You know, and there's so many of this millennial generation that's not thinking in terms of doing the work, doing the job, because they see it more of a burden than an opportunity.
Yeah.
So you're talking to a millennial, and you want to promote trucking as a career field, as a career choice. You know, how does Mark Springer do that to someone that doesn't see anything except for, oh, gosh, it's driving a huge vehicle. Oh, gosh, it's traffic. Oh, gosh, it's living in a vehicle. It's all of these things. What are you going to point out to them?
I think I'm going to tell them what a great opportunity it is and what a realistic possibility it is to have your own business,
right?
Which is what this country was formed on, your own business.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
a young guy can do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a ton of money. It,
right.
You know, it's something that they can achieve. You can have a lot of pride in your equipment. You have the opportunity to meet people all over the country and develop friendships that'll last for your whole life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I drive all over the country, Canada, Mexico. I always have someone to stop and say hi to, and
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just an important thing. You know, it's people should be proud of being truck drivers and owning truck equipment mm-hmm. and realizing how important it is in our economy. And I think that the sooner some of these young guys figure that out and go, you know, that is a really good job, and it is a really good opportunity for me, I think – if they get out there and give it a shot, they're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
can listen to the music on the,
yeah.
you know,
right.
they could do
sure.
it. Or,
right.
You're running your own show.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that I think if we look at the opportunity, some of the other stuff falls aside. Let's look at what the end game is here. What's the next, what's in the vision field right now for Mark Springer?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Eric. I've decided to do a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And this YouTube channel is just basically going to be me doing what I'm doing.
Right.
And offering up some tips and suggestions. And I'm not trying to be a, you know, know-it-all.
Right.
I'm just showing you what I'm doing and how
sure.
I do it. It's
right.
worked for me.
Sharing your experience.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I'm hoping that, you know, people, you know, get on YouTube and look up Mark Springer and
yeah.
Subscribe to my channel and
yeah.
allow me to continue to do this. And, you know, people have email me, I want to start a trucking business, or
right.
they Facebook, you know, how do I, give me some tips. So, I
right,
mean,
right.
I can't just do it over and over. I don't have enough time to,
right, right.
to do that. So,
so let's do some tutorials here this way.
Just going to do it. Yeah.
yeah. Nice.
And, you know, I'm hoping that I'll be able to demonstrate products.
Yeah.
Things that I've come across with, companies that have got behind me and in my business and supported me. I want to give back to them a little bit.
Right, right.
So I think it's a really cool opportunity. And of course, I'm waiting for a new season of Shipping Wars to get off the ground here.
Right, right.
And looking forward to doing some more of that. And,
yeah.
you know, more of the same.
More of the
Only
same.
Better.
But you know what? That's the whole thing. Get the message out. Because you and I talked, I think the first couple of times we talked, we really couldn't stress the fact enough that it really needs to be about greater communication of it. You know what I mean? Those ideas
Absolutely.
Need to be shared.
Yeah.
Because I would encourage this of any driver that's out there doing it successfully.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're making $50,000 or $100,000 a year, if you consider that level of, you know, of what you're doing success.
Yeah.
Let's teach somebody else how to do that.
Sure.
You know?
Let's just say there's a guy out there that hauls steel coils.
Yeah.
And he's never dropped a coil.
Right.
And he knows how to secure that coil to that trailer and protect that coil.
Yep.
He should be telling people how he does that.
Right.
He should be sharing that.
Exactly.
And the young yeah. guy should be listening to that guy
yeah.
to learn how to do it. I mean,
right.
Remember when I think it used to be you'd sit around and you'd listen to your elders?
Right.
And they'd tell you how to do things?
Yeah, yeah.
And you sat there with your mouth open going, wow.
We always listened.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, too. Not to say that you might not be able to improve on it.
Right.
Take the idea.
Right.
Digest it for a little while.
Yeah.
Learn something. And then maybe you can.
Yeah.
Then maybe you've got something to offer.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Good plan. Let's you and me make that happen.
You know what? I'm all for it, man. I've got 228 stations, so yeah. We can do that. Mark, always great talking to you, man.
Yeah,
always.
Same.
And we appreciate you being on. I know we'll do it again soon.
All right, Eric. Good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.